Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan, New York City. I feel like I should be announcing you like, who's that announcer, man, Adrian? I don't know if you know him. Michael, is it Michael something? Mm. Michael Buffer. To the millions watching around the world. Yeah, I feel like I should be giving you that entry today.
WWF for the boxing.
I think it's the boxing. I think it's the boxing. He says, to the millions watching. Yes. All right. Nonetheless, here we go again. U.S. intelligence officials have warned of the 2018 elections disruptions. What are the latest what's the latest news coming out of that?
Well, so after concluding that Russian hacking and misinformation campaigns were a coordinated effort to meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, top American intelligence officials agree that it's happening again. Now, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats promised that despite a quote-unquote pervasive Russian campaign to influence November midterms, U.S. authorities are doing, quote, everything we can to have a legitimate election. Meanwhile, the EU announced plans for a block-wide campaign to also combat voter manipulation, hoping to coordinate national governments to fight against maliciously spread fake news and more misinformation ahead of next May's European parliamentary election. So it's coming around again.
All right, and apparently there's been a mass shooting in Chicago.
Well, not mass shooting, but mass shootings. So at least 44 people were shot from 11 a.m. Saturday through about 2 a.m. Sunday morning, 4 fatally, according to police in Chicago. So even during one 2.5 early morning period alone, 25 people were shot, 2 fatally, in 5 multiple injury shootings, again, according to police. Now, this is sort of to highlight the problem that Chicago has been having for the past, I would say, probably about 5 or 6 years, especially with gun violence on the south side of Chicago. While shootings are supposedly down, even with this spike this weekend, down 30% from 2017, and murders are supposedly down 25%. And June marked 15 straight months of fewer killings and shootings. However, on June 25th, at least 21 shot and 2 died, and that's just in one day. Experts are saying that there's really no rhyme nor reason to this apparent crime spike other than the heat wave. Crime tends to pick up during the summer months anyway, and then the United States has been experienced, like the rest of the world, a pretty serious heat wave. So, but that just sort of illustrates to you, Abs, what one city, particularly in the Midwest, is going through with the guns and the violence and gun violence here.
Yeah, and the ongoing battle between Trump and LeBron James, it seems LeBron James may be taking the lead in this one.
Yeah, so LeBron James has mastered basketball, and now he wants to go after education. And his fans are the neediest kids in his native Akron, Ohio, where he's opened a school called I Promise. Now, this unique school offers at-risk students bicycles, increased attention from educators, and other measures to boost graduation rates. Parents, too, can earn GEDs and access a food bank. It's a public school, not a charter institution or a private school, and it works within the system and with local unions. It will receive funding from James's Foundation, mainly to attract Ohio's most ambitious teachers. But President Donald Trump, who has left for 2 weeks of vacation at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, shortly before midnight on Friday, tweeted, quote, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon of CNN. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do, unquote. Now, Trump was supposedly not responding to James's school, per se, but of James telling Lemon that Trump has used athletics and athletes to divide the country, and mostly to, you know, protest his presidency. LeBron said, quote, I can't sit back and say nothing, unquote. Well, James has shrugged off the insults. First Lady Melania Trump weighed in, siding with James over her husband. And then when Trump said that his favorite basketball player in, you know, ever was Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan also chimed in on Twitter saying that, you know, more or less backing James and not the president. So there you go.
Interesting times to live in. And very, very quickly, Adrian, can we talk about Backstreet Boy rape? What's that about?
Yeah, so I don't know if you're familiar in Africa with the Backstreet Boys abs. It was the late 90s, early 2000s. Or actually, I'm sorry, it was a 1990s boy band. But prosecutors say that they're reviewing sexual assault accusations against former Backstreet Boys vocalist Nick Carter in a case presented by the Santa Monica Police Department to the L.A. District Attorney's Office this week. Now, singer Melissa Schumann had previously accused Carter of raping her in 2003, although authorities wouldn't say who filed the police report. Now, in February, Schumann tweeted that she was, quote, finally doing what I thought I could no longer do, unquote, going to the police, and she thanked the hashtag MeToo movements for support. Meanwhile, in, quote, shocked and saddened, unquote, Carter has denied the accusation. So nobody knows where that one's going to go, but we'll see. Just another Me Too moment.
All right, Adrian, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're certainly hoping that you'll have yourself a great day further. We'll chat again on Wednesday.
Speak to you then, Abs.
Cheers, cheers. Thank you so much. Adrian Brody, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Manhattan, New York.